This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's tip, what are the secrets when it comes to our tongue and our hearts being in sync in the ubudiyah and the servitude and worship of Allah?
Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, we are talking about the aspects of the heart and the tongue and tranquility when it comes to these two in order to increase and enhance and strengthen our ubudiyah, strengthen our worship of Allah, our servitude of Allah. Now, when talking about the aspects of the heart and the tongue, we find that the tongue, just like any other body part of a human being, if it is not controlled, it will go wild and unrestrained. And of course, as you all know, something that is wild and unrestrained is not something which is good. And so in this manner, we find that, for example, an unrestrained hand will cause oppression. It will hit people. It will harm people. Likewise, an unrestrained mind will cause harm to people. It will cause oppression and injustice. And one of the easiest things by which one can cause oppression and can hurt people and can damage people's lives is one's tongue. Truly, one's tongue is something that is very easily uncontrollable, and if it goes out of control, it can cause great damage. And so along these lines, we find that the spiritual masters, the urafa, they tell us that at the beginning, before the tongue learns to speak, this is of course on the spiritual wayfaring, the suluk, before the tongue starts to speak. Now, this isn't talking about a small child learns to speak, but when the tongue starts to learn to speak the beautiful adhkar, the dhikr, the remembrances, the incantations of Allah, before the tongue learns to speak, the salik, the spiritual wayfarer on this way to perfection, has to teach and instruct the tongue. And so one of the ways which we have talked about in previous episodes is the tasbih of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. And this tasbih, which is 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah, this is how you teach the tongue to constantly be in remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And so for segment number one, I think this is a good place to pause. Of course, the tongue needs to be taught and needs to be instructed via supplications and different dhikr in order to start to purify it so that we move on towards the dhikr and the speaking of the heart.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya
Mannan, IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me.
أنا العبد الفقير وأنا صاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, how agreeable for hearts are the thoughts inspiring your remembrance. How sweet traveling to you through imagination upon the roads of the unseen worlds. How pleasant the taste of your love. How delightful the drink of your nearness. So give us refuge from your casting out and you sending far, and place us among the most elect of your knowers, the most righteous of your servants, the most truthful of your obeyers, the most sincere of your worshippers. O Almighty, O Majestic, O Generous, O Endower, by your mercy and kindness, O Most Merciful of the Merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, in continuation, we were saying how the tongue first needs to be taught how to speak the language of Allah, speak the language of spirituality. Of course, if we do not restrain and control our tongue, it will go wild and unrestrained, and in a condition where the tongue becomes wild and unrestrained, it will surely cause damage to ourselves and to those around us. Now, we said that we need to instruct and teach the tongue how to speak the language of a salik, of a spiritual wayfarer. Of course, that is by limiting our speech to that which is good. Of course, this is one of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. If you have not something good to say, then remain silent. But if you do have something good to say, then of course say so. And one of the best things to do is the remembrance of Allah, the stating of, for example, the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, or for example, the tasbih of Hazrat Fatima, Lady Zahra, alayha salam, right? 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. For example, du'as, supplications, such as the supplication of Kumail, Du'a-e Kumail, which is recited on Thursdays, Du'a-e Tawassul, which is also recited on a weekly basis, the different ziyarats, Ziyarat-e Ashura, Ziyarat-e Waritha, Ziyarat-e Aminullah. These are different things which we can recite that will teach the tongue and instruct the tongue to remain on the path of spirituality and perfection. Of course, once the tongue begins to be trained, then slowly we need to move on towards our heart and really feel and understand and try to fathom and comprehend what it is that we are saying in the depths of our hearts. Now, as we had begun the program, of course, the heart and the tongue, the two aspects which lead us towards an enhanced and strengthened ubudiyah, but it must be done in tranquility and calmness. It is in tranquility and quietude and the peace of the heart and the peace of the mind and the calmness of the mind and the heart and really of the soul, which leads us to a profound understanding and a deeper impact of these things which we are reciting. Of course, the supplications and the ziyarat and the different recitations and the du'as, they are enhanced when our heart and our mind and our soul is tranquil and calm. And eventually what happens is that the heart finds its own tongue, and the heart becomes the qibla, the focus of attraction. No longer is the physical movement of the tongue the main thing we are trying to accomplish. Rather, it is the heart that begins to speak and recite these du'as and these supplications and these different azkar. And eventually the other organs of the body will follow, up to a point where, when one starts the supplications and one starts the recitations and one starts to speak in this language of spirituality, of the love of Allah, the whole of the kingdom of human existence and even all of existence comes and becomes a supplicant with this kind of an individual. And of course, we have heard that the spiritual masters, those that are the awliya of Allah, they are close and near to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. When they begin to say some sort of adhkar, or they do a supplication, or they do their salah, their namaz, their daily prayers, it is as if everything around them is also reciting the supplication. And so, dear friends, the secret of the tongue and the heart and it being calm and tranquil in the enhancement and strengthening of our ubudiyya, our servitude and our worship to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is farstoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Brother Nu'man Ali Khan.
A corrupt word, the corrupt word, ba'da al-iman, after you have iman. What does al-ismul fusuq mean? A single word that can be offensive to someone is a horrible thing for anyone who has iman. In other words, filthy language out of your mouth and faith inside your heart cannot coexist. You cannot have iman in your heart, which has been beautified, زَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and ugly words come out of your mouth. If you have no control over, you know, whatever four-letter words you keep using every time you get frustrated, there's a spiritual problem. It's not just a habit problem. It is a spiritual problem. The other side of that equation from the same ayah is actually, how can you use a terrible word for anyone who has iman? Anybody who has iman, you cannot use terrible words for them anymore. You can't use bad words for them anymore. Corrupt words are no longer allowed for another Muslim. It's just not allowed. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And people who don't want to give it up, people who don't want to repent, and those are the wrongdoers. I wanted to highlight and dedicate this entire khutbah to this one ayah for a simple reason. In our minds, there are some things that are really important in Islam. Prayer is important in Islam. You know, charity is important in Islam. We have an idea of what is really, really a big deal in Islam. But you know what I'd like to share with you? The things that Allah makes into a big deal in the Quran are a big deal in Islam. This is a big deal. There's a lot of time and ayah dedicated to this subject, which means it's not a small matter to Allah. It is not a small matter to Allah. And the way that it's been, the continuum, this is the, you know, where it's placed is so remarkable. In the beginning of this, you know, was the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah talked about the most terrible thing. What if it happens that Muslims are fighting and killing each other? How should you make peace between them? That was the second subject of the surah. And the third subject of the surah is don't make fun of each other. Why is that the third subject? Because when you make fun of each other, hatred will grow among you. And if it gets out of hand, eventually you'll be killing each other. It's already happening. Why do people kill each other? Why do Muslims kill each other? It starts with them thinking of the other race, the other ethnicity, the other village, the other tribe as inferior, as corrupt, as ignorant, as something else. And eventually you can have policies that are driven by that kind of bias. And those policies, when they get enough out of hand, it can lead to entire conflict between Muslims. That all began with them making fun of each other. So Allah identifies the root of the problem.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Ya Fuadi, da'asi wallah, fawid al-amra lillahi lillah, kul wa nadi, hasbi Allah. Allah, la ilaha siwa